Howdy, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory, and
why do you say howdy, Rory?
Because it's the US election special, and that's what all Americans say, isn't it, Christine?
I think that is slightly racist.
So appropriate for today's show, which is largely going to be focused
something
on...
Something I'm very comfortable with.
Because you've got 8 years of that to get used to.
Eight? What? Presuming he gets
if Trump gets two terms,
I've jumped the gun.
You've made my heart palpitate.
In terms of worst case scenarios, that is the worst.
Hearts sinking across.
It won't be in America in 8 years' time. Trump's in.
That'll be in deep in the midst of World War III.
Yeah. Oh, we can dream.
It's true. Apologies. We've already gone off tangent in record time today. So this might be the news. Wish I hadn't started the name of this podcast with the word "this." It's always difficult to introduce, but that's a side point. Anyway, today I'm joined by my friends Paul.
Hello.
And Christine.
Howdy.
And we will be starting this week's show, as we always do, with the facts.
Facts.
So, the facts. It's a US election special. Mm-hmm. I just want to know, the both of you to help me get to the bottom of how has Trump got to the point where he might win this?
I don't know if we have time to go through it.
Christine, give us a quick little rundown of your country's history.
All right. Here,
1776.
What's been going on since 1776?
Since 1770. I mean, I would back it up to 1492, the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but 1776 was a big year. I don't know. Everyone seems to think Trump is anti-establishment, and so they're really excited about that. But the trouble is, he's so establishment. He's a rich white dude that owns tons of properties. Like, how do they...
Yeah, that is...
What do they think that he's gonna...
That is how the establishment has been portrayed in every Hollywood film.
Yeah, he's...
Since the beginning of time.
He is the establishment.
He is the bad guy.
It's Back to the Future. It's in Back to the Future 2 or 3, is it? When he's got the big tower.
Yeah.
He's got that corporation. That's Trump.
He's Richie Rich grown up. Yeah. All the establishment people personified. So... Basically, America got a little bit confused about what establishment means, and they were like, this guy's going to get you done. And I think really what they want is they think he's going to make everyone rich again, and Americans love being rich, and so I think a lot of people are rooting for him. And then also you've got Hillary, sweet little Hillary, just not really clued up on how emails work.
Because things were going really well for her until about a week ago. She'd phoned up a solid lead, and I think it was she was going to win it. She was going to win. Everyone's feeling pretty good about it. And then about a week ago,
Mr. Comrie.
What's he called? Is that how you say it? I've been wondering about how to pronounce it.
That's the correct pronunciation, Mr. Comrie of the FBI.
Released female body inspectors.
Good one, so. Paul. You've seen the t-shirts.
I've seen the t-shirts
you?
That, I think that all the FBI agents wear.
Yeah, I think Trump was wearing one at the last rally.
I think so.
Okay, so Hillary.
Imagine Trump in a t-shirt. I'm sorry, that's a gross. I just can't imagine him.
Trump in a t-shirt is as baffling to me as, I don't know if anyone's seen the trailer for the Gilmore Girls.
Don't even get me started.
Emily Gilmore. The grandma is wearing a t-shirt in it.
A lot of
people have been all up in arms about it on social media.
What's wrong with t-shirts? Are they old
fashioned? Old people wearing t-shirts. You never see old people in a t-shirt.
I just think some people aren't t-shirt wearers. Yeah. Trump, I mean, imagine what Trump looks like when he wakes up in the morning. I'm sorry, this is a tangent, but this is weird, right?
I don't want to shame the guy, but there's lots going on there. That's all I'm going to say on it. And I don't think a t-shirt's going to make that better.
What is the real deal with his hair? Is it a wig?
No, it's a Photoshop blur tool permanently
rested
over his head.
There's just someone holding one of those Instagram filters in front of him the whole time.
I don't know what's going on there. I have not...
It's like, do you remember those little children's toys with the magnet that would attract the feathers to the
side? Yeah.
So something's just attracting all the feathers to the top of his head.
It's baffling.
What's weird about it is that if you look at any picture of Donald Trump, I defy you to tell me how it's brushed, like which direction the hair is going in. Because it kind of looks like it's going forward, but then it's like back, like it's kind of semi-quiff, and then it's just like 17 different angles.
And it's definitely, it's been blended, sort of blurred into his face. So that was the main, I couldn't really focus on the debates because I was just trying to work out the deal with his hair.
I don't think anyone was focused in those debates.
Definitely not him. So what happened with the email thing that...
So basically the FBI investigated Hillary's emails a while back, and they've more or less cleared her. I mean, it's an ongoing investigation. It's never been officially closed. And then suddenly Anthony Weiner...
This guy sounds like a real character.
Anthony Weiner had to turn in his laptop because the FBI are also investigating him for sending naughty pics to inappropriate ladies.
I think, inappropriate means 15-year-old girl, wasn't it?
Very inappropriate.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, Mr. Weiner, let's see what's on the laptop. See. They open up his laptop. Basically, his wife is one of Hillary's top aides, and they discover what was at first 650,000 more emails, but I think a lot of those are duplicate. The number's a lot less now. It's like 30,000 more emails that the FBI didn't know about. So Hillary's been hiding some emails, and it got everybody a little bit upset because they felt like she was being dishonest again.
But first of all, I've got this vision of like Anthony Weiner sat with his wife sharing a laptop like most couples do, like looking at Rightmove or whatever, looking at their next property, except the two of them are just emailing their... just taking it in turns to email the Secretary of State and the whatever, the head of Congress. And then also, why do we care about where Hillary keeps her emails? Is it just because she's getting sent some real big PDFs? Or
she's
some serious
burning
docs
through the bandwidth, and the White House server can't cope with it. But I don't know. I think it's just people are using it as a way to say, well, she's being shady about this, so we can't particularly trust her.
Have you seen any of these emails as well? There's a great one that just showed up. Like, somebody's obviously sifting through all of these on WikiLeaks now.
Looking for
any dirt. And they've come up with one where literally Hillary emails Huma, her aide, who's Anthony's ex-wife, and just says, what's the name of that Indian actor we met a couple years ago? And she responds just two words. His name is Amit I can't say it, but just responds with that. And I was like, well, I don't understand why anyone's interested in reading these emails. They're so boring. They're the worst sort of representation of what...
I'd hate someone to look through all my emails, not because there's anything dodgy in there, purely because, they're utterly boring and paint a very sad picture of me as a human being. It's like the amount of time I've spent emailing absolutely nothing to lots of people. I'm sure, and Hillary's like, oh yes, she shouldn't have been using XYZ kind of accounts on and getting mixed up, but I mean, I've got probably 16 email addresses constantly signed up to various websites.
And I guess while we all spend a lot of time curating our social media pages and making it look like we all have great lives, no one does that with their email.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
You get a full insight into how boring and weird someone is.
She could have been sending some ridiculously bad emails, and how bad does an email have to be that you want to vote for Donald Trump over Hillary? Like, it doesn't really, it's not going to really change it. Like, people have already made their mind up if they're going to vote for Trump. It's not like, oh, well, she's been sent all these personal emails, so now I'm going to vote for a guy who's trying to get Mexico to build a wall and pay for it.
That's his main policy. I went on the website, and that is the main thing that is on there still, is the wall.
Yeah.
But
I don't think, this is my main issue with Trump, is that he's completely untested in any of the things that we're upset about Hillary with. It's like letting an intern take the most important job in the world. Yep. He's never had a publicly held office. It'd be like letting your mom fly a plane because she thinks she'd be pretty good at it. You're like, well, I'd want you to just do one test flight first. Like, let's just have one, like a even a remote control. Like, let's just see if you get the concept of it, you know? How do we know Donald Trump's not going to send weird emails? How do we know he's not going to breach cybersecurity? Yeah. How do we
he's
know
never been in the position to have, like, a guarded email.
Do you know what his cybersecurity policy is? He said during the debate, is that his 10-year-old son, Baron, is pretty good at computers. I'm like, what's that? What are you going to do, Donald? Set him up with a sweet setup down in the bottom of the basement of the White House and just let him see.
Two desktop screens so he can have just the new head of NASA.
Get him a few Russian IP addresses and see what he can find.
Yeah, it's scary to think how little responsibility that Donald Trump has had previously to what then he would be in control of. And he keeps on going like, oh, so when am I going to get these nuclear codes? Like, good God.
When you've earned them, Donald.
Yes. Someone just going to have to sit and hold his hand through everything, like inducting a new person at work.
I don't think he knows what the job entails. Genuinely, no. I think he's probably going to shit himself on day one when he's like, oh, I gotta go to work every day?
Like, yeah. He won't like it, but it's gonna be very difficult when you can't just say inflammatory things and you actually have to do something.
I'll tell you what, he will not have time to keep his orange up, will he?
No.
That will slip.
There'll be no more like presenting at the MTV Awards.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, hanging out with Billy Bush.
Yeah. So Paul, you're quite pro-Hillary.
Yeah, I'm certainly pro-Hillary in the face of Donald Trump. I'm also kind of pro-Hillary generally. She did lots of good stuff. She's championed women's rights right from the start of her career.
Correct.
And has pushed through stuff for adoption and foster parents, which is really crucial in the 90s. She's done some really good, positive stuff. She was like Secretary of State. She was a good Secretary of State. She's a good senator. She was, after 9/11, like New York loves her because she spent lots of time with the first responders and kind of health issues they had and put regulations in place. So she's done lots of good work, and I just kind of think people go, oh, she's not really charismatic.
Mm.
I don't think.
You don't think that's important?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, she's a hard act to follow after Obama, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's just like, she's such a dorky granny. You can't like have a little soft spot for her. And I think as long as we remind her on day one, change the White House computer password from White House 1234. She's going to be fine. She's got this.
It'll be interesting to see kind of if she gets in, who she puts in place on her staff. It'll be quite crucial. But I mean,
who are you thinking?
Well, no, I don't know. But it's just kind of, there's lots of young, exciting politicians in the US who can be put in. I don't think everything falls on her head. And like this image of kind of like, yeah, this kind of quite nerdy granny who's not that charismatic.
She can turn it into a great, cool, enigmatic thing where she just doesn't touch email. She just has no, no record.
She's off the grid. President. She just does everything on typewriters.
Yeah.
Really eccentric.
She only does things face to face.
That's
how she gets stuff done.
That's a great idea.
I think, yeah, just keep her in a mysterious dark room.
Just don't let her on the internet.
Where she never turns around.
She's
her
one
chair.
Of those people when you try to call her and she just has the, like, old Nokia, and she's just sort of.
It's like my dad.
She's just playing Snakes too.
My dad
takes ages to text you back. She's
all in capital letters.
Yeah.
So my dad, on his phone, he doesn't have voicemail. Like, so when it rings through, he's like, "Hi, I don't use voicemail, so ring back another time." It's
wow.
Like, I like it. He's got no records. Yeah. He's got nothing.
Nobody. I have voicemails on my phone. For like months I've had them. I just never listened to them. I think.
Yeah, I
probably know the information by now.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to spend my time.
If you're listening and you've been trying to call Christine, she's not listening to your voicemails.
But I will get back in touch.
Yeah.
You know,
ain't nobody got time for that.
So, Christine, speaking for your fellow countrymen then, what are the pros of Trump? So, less about why we think that these people are getting behind it. There must be some pros that I'm going to ask you to represent here.
Oh, I mean, just think, if you can, Rory.
Yeah.
3 years into the future, 4 years into the future, and, you know, some 8-year-old kid's going to school and he's been given an assignment. I want you to do a report about famous president speeches. And he goes home and he looks up his hero, President Trump, and he looks through all his speeches and he realizes, this is gonna be fucking easy.
Yeah.
Because all his speeches are basically the same. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but that's because I don't know why people are voting for Trump. I'm gonna try to argue the case. I think people are excited by the celebrity of it. I think America loves celebrities.
Hmm.
I think America in itself is kind of like a celebrity. It's like, everybody's like, drawn inexplicably to it and is mesmerized by it and wants to look at it and see what it's doing. And then when it makes kind of weird decisions, you're like, oh, that guy's in trouble. And then when it really fucks up, they're like, I never liked it anyways. And then when it dies, everyone goes into like month-long mourning. They're like, why? We can't live without it. And like, it's like it's the most candles. Important thing that's ever happened to them. So
everyone's,
I think
everyone's queuing up in Canada, like making murals of vignettes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're basically saying that Trump is their honey G.
Yeah.
They're kind of the let's get behind the character, the comedy character, but the let's see what. Again, I think people that vote for Honey G on The X Factor think that they're sort of flipping a finger at the establishment. And again, it's
the opposite. I don't think anyone knows what establishment means anymore. Yeah. We're all a little bit confused. We think, to think that this guy who has a fake tan, weird hair, and has never made a complete sentence, and also theoretically can't read, we've never seen proof.
Yeah.
To think that he's anti-establishment.
That's tough. I mean, has anyone got proof of anyone reading?
Yeah, I've read in public before.
Okay. Tick.
Okay.
Has anyone seen you read in public, though, that would be willing to testify?
I am not on trial.
That was in a park at night, wasn't it? Technically public, but
yes, technically
also
public.
Creepy.
Also, yeah, the stuff about Trump is, and kind of his celebrity, and the idea of like, oh, we like, he's a straight talker, like, he says it how it is, but what he says is just like...
It's not true.
He's bollocks. Not much of a talker.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of putting words together, his speeches are like, I'm the best blank. No one's better at blank than me. Everyone agrees my blanks are the best. That's like the template for his speech.
Hillary. And then everyone was like booing. It's like, she should go to jail. Everyone goes, yay, that's great. And like, so what are you saying? There's nothing, there's no content to it. Imagine trying to get like a fiscal plan from Donald Trump. Or like how...
His fiscal plans, by the way, is just putting adjectives in front of stuff. So he's like, we're going to have smart trade deals. Like,
yeah.
Of course you're going to nail it as president if you just like make such vague policies like, right, guys? Aren't my trade deals the smartest? There's no smarter trade deals than mine.
This is a man who just slaps his name on stuff. Like Trump Towers, like Trump Tower in Chicago is like not owned by him. It's just got his name on it. He's a guy who's like, his company has run at like millions of dollars of loss. He started like Trump Steaks. All like the various business plans that he's had have all been terrible. It's looking increasingly like he hasn't paid any income tax for 20 years or something.
And he says that's because he's smart.
Yeah, he's smart, and he's also a way.
His favorite adjective.
In 5 weeks, he's going to be on trial for sexual assault.
Yeah.
Right.
And you go like, "Oh yeah, well, Hillary sent some emails. It's like none of those emails were sexually assaulting anyone." And you go, "Are you kidding me?"
You can't hurt anyone with an email.
And what happens when you've got a president standing trial for like sexual assault?
We'll get to find
out. How is that something? 2016 is like been a ridiculous political year. How is that a feasible thing that might happen?
It's been brushed under the carpet, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like that. Not enough people are just like mentioning that.
Yeah, it is alarming that the emails have stuck more than the sexual assault accusations.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah, there's what, like 9, 10 people have come forward and said they've been sexually assaulted by Trump?
It was a quiz question the other week. It was 11.
11? 11, a full football team of people who've been sexually assaulted by the potential next candidate of the US.
I'm more worried about his relationship with Mr. Putin.
Oh, yeah.
As demonstrated on Paul's mug, Paul's wine, the Putin mug.
We have a Putin mug that we're using.
Big Putin fan to drink out of.
There's this theory that Putin somehow behind this all is kind of putting in his
puppet master,
his puppet leader.
I read in the Metro that Russia has a sex tape of Donald Trump in an orgy.
Yeah, I heard that too. Why is not more of this? If I was Hillary, I'd just come out and go like, anyone heard about the sex tape? And then just like drop mic.
Yeah.
I reckon they've both got, because Trump and Hillary know each other from back in the day, don't they? Yeah. Hillary was at Trump's wedding. I think they've pre this discussed a few things that they're not going to go near, and I bet she's got some real shit on him.
That's on
and vice versa.
Or she's waiting till Monday and then she's just going to drop it.
Bring that up and you're off the Christmas card list.
Yeah.
So we're
Do you think they will send each other Christmas cards this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I think
what will it say?
Fuck you, Donald.
One will be saying congrats to the other, I guess.
I don't know. He hasn't even said if he's going to... candidates who lose then have to have their like concession speech, is it? Where they then concede the race and say good luck to the president or whatever. And he's like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that. It's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to say it. And that's
he'll be knackered And he'll be, I tell you what, he'll be on Dancing with the Stars by the end of the year.
He will be, won't
he? He'll be lined up for their equivalent of Strictly Come Dancing.
Who do you think they have lined up to sing at their inauguration? Sorry, this is a tangent, but I'm really curious because Beyonce's already done Obama's
thing. I think Katy Perry's pretty close to Hillary, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah. Okay. So I think Katy Perry maybe for
Hillary.
Who do you
think Trump would get? This is the other thing.
Yeah, who would Trump
This
get?
Is the other thing about Trump. He doesn't seem to have very many friends.
Oh, someone made a great point the other day. You'd never see Trump laugh.
Oh.
Whoa. That's
you see him like with just like he's smiling and he's just that thing where it's like his jowls like shake when he smiles. But you never see him laugh. He's always just like smug.
I reckon he might have a stroke if he tries.
Well, I don't know, but I don't like how can you trust someone who you never hear laughing?
That's a really good point.
It's true.
And you see if all of it, it's just like everything is like when someone says a conspiracy theory and it's like going like, oh yeah, like the jet fuel like melting the beams in like the Twin Towers and stuff. And then they do that smile where they go like, oh, well, you can't, what evidence have you got? Not against it.
Yeah.
He's got that smug face of a man who's like, well, I didn't see Neil Armstrong on the moon. And he goes, so, just saying. And that's like all,
what
that's
do you think,
his resting
face. What do you think Trump finds funny? What do you think would make him laugh? He'd be a slapstick guy for sure.
Probably his cameo in Home Alone.
I think YouTube videos of cats trying to jump from one thing to another and failing.
I think it'd be more niche. Imagine if he actually like had really good taste in comedy.
He's just like a big Veep fan. Love Seinfeld. It's like Larry David is constantly around his for dinner.
So I'm going to have to just round this up by asking you guys who you think's going to win on Tuesday.
Okay.
Think, not want.
I genuinely think Trump's going to win. I've had the fear about it for a while, and judging by my Facebook, I think there's a lot of secret Trump voters. But also, I just think, like, I don't know. I think people just are curious to see what will happen. I think people are feeling self-destructive.
People want to watch the world burn.
Yeah. And we're in a self-destructive place.
I love it. The president out of curiosity.
Yeah. I mean, I think Hillary will still win.
Okay.
I think there'll be something in the next day or so that will swing it slightly. But I don't have the capacity in my head to think about Donald Trump winning.
I think the silver lining here is that our expectations as Americans are so low that no matter what, if it's Hillary or Trump, as long as the end of the world doesn't happen during their presidency, we'll be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, also, like, do you see with, like, the amount of trouble that Obama had passing any form of bills,
yeah,
like, for the whole of his presidency?
Yeah, we just
like, whoever gets
that
in, just, like, you've got, either house will block most of the stuff. So you would think they wouldn't have that much power, even if he did get in. I don't know. We could just be fucked.
Well, we'll have the answer next week on next week's podcast. We'll be in a different world. I mean, if we were depressed after Brexit, God knows how we're going to be after the in a Trump presidency world. But let's look at it next week. Thank you both. Task Force. So continuing the US election special. It's day one. Donald Trump is our president.
Hallelujah.
And you get the call. You get the call from his entourage. Christine and Paul, he's made you joint head of staff. You're going to be... He has literally pulled it out of a tombola.
I have as much experience going into that role as he does going into the being president.
He's
so
actually,
it's a good decision.
He's heard that you have more somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a curveball.
I think because you,
it's a gamble.
You must really nail all your job interviews.
I'm really good at like being nice to people.
So Trump has asked you both to just help him deliver his first 4 years, and then you, as people, probably want to do that in a way that inflicts the least damage on
sure.
the country and world as possible. So, how are you going to approach it?
There's a lot to, because we've got to round up 11 million immigrants.
Yeah.
We've got
That's going to take a while.
That's an operational nightmare for one.
And that's going to take some time. We're going to have to build that wall. I mean, everyone talks about the wall. We're going to have to do that. I mean, Pinterest. Just look on Pinterest for a few ideas.
What for the wall?
Yeah.
What for
DIY? Are
you thinking pattern?
I mean, straight off the bat, we'd start a pin board on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And we'd just have all our things about it. Just like nice ideas walls for walls.
Walls I like.
I think you could post that and you could just
cute
say.
Walls.
Cute walls, yeah.
Follow this Pinterest page for progress on the wall policy. It would just be you two.
Exactly. I mean, we're probably going to need to do a Kickstarter video for the wall because as much as like we are going to have to ask Mexico for the money, and that will be an email which we'll have to very carefully word.
You can email it.
I'm going to email it. I don't want to go face to face because the ex-Prime Minister of Mexico, President, has already like been, we're not paying for the fucking wall, was a direct
quote. They're already upset about that, and I understand. I think email. So, I might follow up with a call. I'm quite good over the phone. I'm like,
yes.
Hey,
okay. Send an email and then
just
the next day follow up.
Yeah.
Have you had time to look at that thing about paying $7 billion?
It'd be great if we sent you a few things we found on Pinterest. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Cute walls. You can choose the pattern.
Because it doesn't technically have to be a wall that you can't climb over. It could be quite a nice little sort of.
Oh my gosh, no. Have you heard Donald Trump describe his wall?
No, I'd love
it's
to hear
it. That's a treat. He said, it's going to be a real wall. You can't go up it or over it. They're going to be doors. he's thought it out. So all we have to do is look at his blueprints because I'm sure he's been doing some sketches on his free time.
There's a man who, every single time you ask him a question, the first time he's actually thought of that is when he's saying it out loud. He's really like, it's like the spirit of improv.
It's
I imagine he's going to like,
genius.
He's going to poll well in like Chicago and like LA because of the big improv communities. So just like, this is great.
They've embraced him.
He's just like, wall.
His warm up in the morning, but in the mirror is, hey, Fred Schneider, like, how are you doing? I'm giving a speech in the old White House.
So there's going to be a wall and it's going to be a great wall. Best wall you've ever seen. It's gonna have bricks. Maybe bricks, don't know, it could be concrete. Why not steel? We'll make steel and it's gonna cost probably $250 billion.
It will probably change depending on the industry that he's talking to, because he'll talk to the steel workers and tell them
it's
made of
steel.
It's
a steel wall.
Yeah.
It's a plastic wall.
And talk to the lumberjack community and tell them it's gonna be made of wood.
Yeah.
And then we'll end up with this hybrid wall that looks like a Turner Prize.
Well, there's enough border for everyone, really. Because that's going to be a big old wall.
Everyone can lay down a brick for the wall.
It's going to be hard to get Mexico to pay for that. But yeah, we send that, and maybe send them like a little gift basket.
Beyond the wall, not literally what is
some
beyond the wall.
Avocados are really cheap.
And it's ruining a lot of Mexico. Read an article this morning about how there's a lot of deforestation in Mexico. Where 40% of the avocados come from.
Kick in the face.
It's just feel ashamed of yourselves. Other than the wall, what are his policies?
I mean, we'll find that out on the day.
They're not policies, they're adjectives.
Yeah.
so you have, like I said, his smart trade deals.
Smart trade deals.
So we get to find out what that means, which will be exciting.
I think that just means we get like a fun movie sequence where it's a montage of us trying on various suits.
And then
it's just like us walking to like various board meetings around the world and just like deal and just like handshakes.
Yeah, that'd be so easy.
I like that. And so, what other adjective based policies have we got?
Well, he has he's said that he wants to put America's infrastructure first. Which is funny. I don't know when we've ever put the other infrastructures first.
Yeah. Chinese infrastructure has long been at the top of Obama's list.
So he wants smart, bold strategies for transportation, water, electricity grid, security, and other pressing domestic infrastructure needs. So he hasn't really looked into that extensively because he's just sort of generalized that last bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard for us because his policies seem to be just like reading up what areas you can have policy and then just putting words like smart and clever and
better.
Best. Yeah, improve that.
A month ago when I was looking at his website, he had, under his policies, he just had short little YouTube videos of himself that were like, we're gonna have better this. That's all he would do. And the video would just be looking down the lens of the camera. He's like, immigration. All right, immigration. We're gonna get rid of all the bad stuff about immigration, and it's gonna be fine. And so that was all of his policies, right?
We will have the best economy and
the
best healthcare
and the biggest
TVs. And then clearly,
TVs.
Clearly, someone was like, "I think we're gonna have to actually write some stuff on your website. Is that okay?" And he was like, I can't personally
write. I don't want to have my name against it because I'm a straight talking sharpshooter. But also, if you want to knock something together, 10-year-old son.
Yeah, exactly. So Baron's down there typing away. He's got actual bullet points on his website. So his website has evolved. Now he's got the bullet points about it. But it is mainly adjectives still.
We can replace that with a Pinterest board once we're in power. Exactly. I think one way could be to just set up a kind of fake world where Trump thinks that he's running the country.
Like a sim?
I'm imagining...
What's that film with Jim Carrey?
The Truman Show. The Trump Show, where he's basically in his office and we're paying like an actor to be Kim Jong-un and come in. And Trump thinks that he's just had a meeting where he's sorted out the North Korea.
That's great. It'd be a great reality show.
He's sorted out the North Korea thing. And he's like, yeah, taking care of business. You two are actually running the country.
Okay. I mean,
that's also alarming because you two have got no political experience, but it's better.
Who cares? We're on board. If we keep Donald Trump out of the way, people will be like, these guys have got it. Okay, casting. So I'm keen to know, like, so who's gonna play Hillary? Oh my god,
can we get Sinbad back?
Yes,
he's been out of the media. He's been out for too long.
Who's Sinbad?
He did a film in 1996 called First Kid, where he tried to help the first kid relate to kids his age, basically by giving him a backwards hat and telling him some, you know, urban words.
And this was the last time Sinbad was seen.
That's to my knowledge.
Okay, well, Sinbad can have a part.
Like, deep undercover somewhere, and he'll get a phone call in, like, somewhere in Bermuda. He'll be working behind a bar in some beach hut, and then he'll get a call, and he's like, okay. And he'll suit up, and he's, like, ready for the role of his life.
Well, I think Hillary could play Hillary, because it's part of, like, her national duty.
And
like,
she would love that, because there'd be so many winks to camera when Donna wasn't looking. It's like, yes, I was wrong. You are the best Prime Minister ever.
And he's like, you must be pretty annoyed, Hillary. And she's like, very annoyed as she leaves and then gives you guys some instructions on how to actually run the country.
Oh, do they all do kind of confessionals after they've left the room with Donald? Like, yeah. So Donald thinks what's just happened here is
it's just like Geordie Shore.
Or like the Big River House. So you just go through the door of the fake Oval Office and it's just like a big chair. It's like everyone goes in and is like, yeah.
So we've just convinced Trump that the wall is the wall has been completed. He can't make the ceremony.
It'll be like on...
we have shown him pictures.
With the wall, it'll be like on Arrested Development when they build like the tiny house just outside the window because they don't have the money to build the actual houses. So you can just do that and it's like, oh, it's so far away, but it's just like an inch high wall.
Yeah, I mean, keeping him in the house would probably be the difficult thing, but I'm sure we could...
I don't think so. He won't want to go outside.
I think this could actually unite the world. If we could get the whole world on board with pretending to let Donald Trump be president... And we all just go, okay, Donald, but then we do secret stuff.
How do we stop the voters? Maybe we have to do it like so you go through people's TV sets and each the news reports. Because you'd have to set up a whole network so that people who support all his supporters.
Trump TV would be the red button, surely.
Yeah, so, but we need the like the Republicans who have voted for him to also think he is still Prime Minister. So
that's
certain parts of the US,
that's where it gets complicated.
President even.
Yeah, that we couldn't be showing it everywhere.
Certain parts of the US, you'd have to have like fake news going like, Donald Trump's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy your guns.
We've just taken over the Middle East. We're now...
Yeah.
Yeah.
France is no longer a thing. It's now Little America. Continental America.
Little America, that sounds adorable.
Little America sounds good.
So, okay, I think that could be a good approach.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, well...
Saves actually implementing anything that he does.
It's true. Well, give me a call, guys, when you're in the role, and I'll try and do my best. If you need me playing a British diplomat,
you could play Christoph. Is it the director of the signature?
yeah, with the backwards flat cap.
Yeah, with the kind of the Matthew Perry look from Friends. With that Kangol hat.
Where I have the really meaningful conversation with Donald at the end of the experience.
Oh yeah, I would definitely like
Donald
to see his world collapse.
It's all been...
What an incredible moment that would be.
Yeah. We'd all shed a tear of joy. But thanks, that was Task Force.
Quiz?
So, you guys ready for the quiz?
Born ready.
No.
No.
First of all, just take a moment to say that if you are a fan of this podcast, which we know somebody... How do you say the island?
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Curaçao.
Curaçao, yeah.
Who are you? Get in touch. Send us a message.
Yeah.
But if you are a fan...
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
And need help. But which will be next week. We are on Facebook. This might be the news. Give us a like. Give us a share. Share to the news fan community that is out there.
And just one note, anyone who's upset or tired of election coverage, please do follow Cher on Twitter, because her tweets are second to none. It's incredible. A lot of emojis and a lot of shouting just at people. The other day she met some millennials and she was like, everyone said they're going to be really bad, but they were cool guys.
So I'm trying to promote this podcast and you've made it about Cher. So probably more people are going to remember that bit about
Cher.
You've got
time. Why not both?
Okay, this might be Cher
would recommend us too. Don't worry.
Oh my god, I really want to make I want to make a t-shirt with Hillary's image and then it's like, I'm with Cher. So just a C added onto the...
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Don't steal that.
Don't steal that. That's fine. Yeah.
Creaso listeners.
Coming to a shop near you. But anyway, the quiz. So, Christine, this is your first quiz. What happens is I ask 5 questions. Whoever gets the most questions correct is the winner.
It's usually one or two.
It's a pretty basic quiz format. And yeah, usually if you get a point, you've won it. Question number one.
Oh, also you say your name to buzz in.
It's a good point.
Okay. And it's all just stuff that's happened this week.
Okay. All right.
Good summary, Paul. You've done this before.
Thank you.
Question number one. Who was the first male winner at Glamour's Women of the Year Awards?
Paul. It was Bono.
Of course it was Bono.
Bono won it and lots of people are up in arms. But it's not the first time it's happened, I think. There's been other awards, like all female awards lists, which men have won awards at.
I don't think
he's like an ally to...
Yeah, I mean, he's got this poverty is sexist campaign, which just sounds like such a Bono thing to have set up.
I feel like everything is sexist, and I stand by that.
That's a good point.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support.
I'm Christine.
An ally of you. Being an ally
us and Bono.
Anti-sexism.
Question number two. What new Halloween craze did the US embrace this year?
Ooh. It seems so long ago now.
Yeah, it was a while, but I'm going to have to... It was a while ago. Yeah.
Was it the Trumpkin?
Correct.
Aww, yeah. I did know that.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah,
people were going mad. Crazy.
I was thinking sexy Ken Bone costumes.
Oh, sexy Ken Bone. He let himself down there.
That was a close second. You could have had a half point if you just said that.
Or David S. Pumpkins. Have you seen David S. Pumpkins?
I don't even know what David S. is.
David S. Pumpkins is a character on Saturday Night Live where Tom Hanks plays David S. Pumpkins. And we'll watch it after this podcast. And I implore everyone at home to watch it as well because it is joyous.
Again. First, this might be the news on Facebook, then go watch that one.
Yeah, then that and share.
Share. Question number three. Mariah Carey got dumped by her very, very rich fiancé this week, but why?
She was too expensive. Oh, Christine.
Yeah.
She was too expensive.
Correct.
Really?
She was out of control. She was just...
But she kept her $10 million ring.
Yeah, correct. So.
Oh.
All right.
Poor Mariah.
So she's back on the market if anyone's listening.
All she wants for Christmas is another $10 million ring.
Question number four. Who or what is the latest victim of the Brexit price increase drama?
Oh, it's... So we've already had Marmite, haven't we?
Yeah.
Is it another food product?
Yes.
Oh, I wonder what it'll be.
Gonna have to rush you guys.
Oh no, I have no idea.
Just say a food.
All... Weetabix.
No.
Christine.
Just name a food. It's become that.
Jamie Dodgers.
Both good guesses, guys. It's actually Walker's Crisps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's next 10% they're going up by. So.
Wow, you don't get many in the bag as it is.
I feel like it's been.
Over here. There was a lot more crisps in the bag when I was a boy. See.
Okay, so Christine, for a draw.
Okay, yeah.
What is special about Marvel's newest group of superheroes? This is, you can tell that the questions get less likely to be able to answer them as the quiz goes on, yeah. as I run out of things.
I feel like it has something to do with like a woman or women, but I don't know what.
No, it's not that. Okay. They're women.
Is it sexism? Are people sexist?
Is it anything? Is it race related?
They're all sexist.
Marvel, wait. I'm not following anything.
Yeah,
I mean, this was something I found out about half an hour ago. So it's not a big, it's not a big.
Is this breaking news? Are you breaking this news?
I am breaking this news. Well, at least to the pair of you. They all have IBS.
What?
The
what? Irritable bowel syndrome.
It's some sort of like educational.
Incredibly big shoulders. Which would so make more sense. They're for
called,
superheroes.
They're called the Unbeatables, but I feel like there's. I mean, well, there's one way of beating them.
Yeah, the Unbeatables, as long as they've had enough Imodium.
Just a gluten-heavy lunch.
Is this serious? Like, they all talk about their IBS.
I think so. I think they're going to be covering it maybe when they're on the move.
So, like, one's gluten-free, one's dairy-free, that sort of thing, or what?
I don't want to ridicule them, because it's obviously IBS is terrible if you have it. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to have IBS. It just seems a bit of an odd...
I think so it's like
perhaps it's like takes away the stigma.
Maybe we just don't know enough about it. Maybe after we see this film, we'll be you know.
Yeah, so I think this is the point. They want to get people learning about this stuff, so put it in a comic book. And
that's good. I will.
Yet to
see if it will be a success, because I don't think that's like what I go for to my like Batman films for.
Incredible bean salads.
Incredible bean salads is what I go to my Batman films for. And also Chipotle.
Inventive Brothers School.
Inventive Brothers School would be a good name for like a Marvel comic. Inventive Brothers School.
It sounds more interesting.
John Oliver and Stephen Hawking are playing brothers.
Yeah, and Einstein there as a hologram.
Einstein's a hologram, like Tupac at Coachella.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that. That's the next thing of like the Reef or Leaf lectures at Christmas when they have like all the science things. It's loads of kids sat and they like to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And the Reef Christmas Lectures, I think it's called. And yeah, it'd be great if they had like Einstein as a hologram doing California Love.
With Biggie. Yeah.
With Biggie's there. Biggie's there played by...
Incredible Biggie Smalls.
Incredibly Biggie Smalls, IBS.
That's great. Okay. Full circle. We're going to get to that one. Anyway, thank you both. Congratulations, Paul. I think you've won this a couple of times.
I feel great about it.
Congratulations, America.